We heard at the beginning of today's gospel these words, at that time. At what time? Well, at the time that the things that Jesus speaks of and does in John's chapter 8, 9, and 10 take place. In John chapter 8, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. And then in John chapter 9, we have a whole chapter devoted to Jesus giving sight to one who is blind so that he can now see. And here at the beginning of today's gospel, as Deacon Tom just read, we are told that this happens at winter time, during the Jewish Feast of Dedication, also known as the Festival of Lights or Hanukkah. Hanukkah happens at that time of the year when there is much darkness. And so you see, the whole theme of this part of John's gospel is how Jesus, who is the Good Shepherd, comes into the darkness of our world, not only to show us that he is the light, but then to take our hand so that he can guide us through this world in which we live. St. John wants us to understand so clearly that this imagery of light that Jesus utilizes here is something that we need to know, because the forces of evil, represented by the wolf and the hireling, are always at work. What does the wolf want to do? Well, he wants to ravage the sheepfold. And the hireling? Well, he's there to provide, shall we say, superficial care. It's only the true shepherd who will guide the sheep through this dark world. And so today's readings pose a question for each of us. How secure is your faith? How secure are you in trusting God? In a world like this, Jesus wants us to know that he is the shepherd, and that without the shepherd, we are defenseless sheep who cannot defend ourselves against the prey, such as wolves who often want to not only devour us, but would like for the sheep to be bewildered and without a guide. For you see, it is the shepherd who guards his sheep from the dangers of the storms and floods and the beasts of prey. The shepherd leads his sheep to best places for feeding and to those best streams from which we can drink. He finds that place where we can rest even safely at night. And here's the thing that Jesus would teach us. The sheep truly recognize the voice of their true shepherd. But as you know all too well, perhaps in a particular way you're feeling it this morning, we live in a dark world where, like sheep that have become so easily lost, we can be prey to those forces that want to destroy us: sin, Satan, a world in opposition to God and his people. The Lord Jesus came not only to free us from Satan's snares and the grip of sin, but he also came to, as I said at the beginning of the Mass, and I now want to focus on for just a couple of minutes, to take us by the hand. And it's this image of the hand that is the governing principle of our reading from Acts and from John chapter 10. We're told in this Acts reading that because of a persecution that was happening to the church in Jerusalem that had begun with the stoning of Stephen, that the church had to disperse throughout that part of the Middle East. And at first, the word was just being shared with fellow Jews. But then at Antioch, there are what we call Hellenists, that is, Greek speakers who would not have been Jews. And here, for the first time, the gospel begins to spread beyond the Jewish community into the Gentile world. The Lord is able to use this time of persecution to accomplish a great end. And St. Luke tells us these words, "The hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number became believers and turned to the Lord." Did you hear that? The hand of the Lord was with them. Now, with that in mind, listen to what we heard in today's gospel. And these are the words of Jesus. "No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand." Isn't that remarkable? At a time of persecution, when the church was under threat, the hand of the Lord was guiding the early church. Jesus here in the gospel speaks of how the wolf will want to devour the flock, but the hand of Jesus and the hand of Father God are with us so that we will not be snatched out of their hands. God's hand makes it possible for great numbers of people to be converted to Jesus. God's hand holds and protects us. We will not be snatched out of his hand. Even death cannot snatch us from God's hand. For as it says in the Book of Wisdom, "The souls of the just who have died are in the hand of God, and no torment will touch them." Even if we sin, Psalm 32 says God's hand will weigh heavily upon us to bring us to repentance. His hand is so heavy because he loves us so much. He wants to prevent us from self-destruction through sin. In fact, Isaiah says that our names are written on the palms of God's hand. And of course, when we look to the crucified Christ, who is then resurrected from the dead, we see in the wounds of his hand the extent of his love. Now, what happens in the lives of people who are discovering that God's hand is truly guiding us? Well, we become like Barnabas, who we're told in today's reading was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith. Here are two dimensions of Barnabas's life, of his character, that speak of how he cooperated with the hand of Jesus. He was a good man. That means he was a man of integrity, of uprightness. He was also full of faith. That is, he was a man who truly believed in the teaching of Jesus in the church. And because of this, he cooperated with the guiding hand of Jesus and was full of the Holy Spirit. You and I are able to celebrate that because Jesus Christ is the light of the world, by him, we too can be people who are good people, full of the Holy Spirit and have faith. And one final thought, if you heard in that reading from Acts, that lovely phrase, where to the Christians in Antioch, the leaders exhorted them to be full of faith and to be devoted to the Lord. Those of you who join us every morning for this live stream Mass are in your day continuing to do that very thing. So, beloved friends, may this day be one where, because you know the guiding hand of God, you know what it is to be good men, good women, who are full of faith and the Holy Spirit.